T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As we do this week and during the bye week, you watch all these plays together and you're kicking yourself because it's one thing here and then it's one thing there where it's just stopping you from hitting those shots. They're there. They will continue to be there. But we have to do our job. Again, it's not a player thing. It's an all of us thing. We have to do our job in terms of making sure that everybody's where they're supposed to be, and then we can start to hit these shots.
Halloween, candy corn, Big Ben, candy corn, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. Call that a callback.
It was actually decent, only based off of the basket impression.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, because the Big Ben you inserted it in there. No music underneath by Jax, though.
No, we just...
couldn't help him out, huh?
We raw-dogged it. And that sometimes...
And a real freestyle.
I have
there.
Heard sometimes got a raw dog on Halloween.
Whoa, is that Eminem?
Show me your tricks, big
Nick
boy.
Wilson?
In case you missed it, coming up in just about 40 minutes here, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back. Happy Halloween, everybody. Happy New League Year. That's another callback. I'm just seeing how many people I can take shots at on this station.
Sometimes we act like Fridays don't count.
That's true.
They just like anything goes.
Yeah, it's like
by Monday everyone forgets.
It's like carbs on Fat Tuesday.
That's what it
they
is.
Do not count.
No, not at all.
So a shot for you, a shot for everyone. But there were other things I was going to say. But you heard Kevin Stefanski there from the Stefanski Show yesterday talking about the opportunities that are there for the quarterback if the quarterback wants to take him up on him and actually make the throws. To talk about the quarterback, Dylan Gabriel. To talk about potential quarterback, Trey Lance. Maybe some candy corn. Who the hell knows? We welcome on the fan hotline, Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hello, boys. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat. Smell my feet.
Oh, Daryl, you're downtown Daryl now, and the difference in living downtown is that you don't get trick-or-treaters.
I thought that's because he lives downtown.
He lives downtown. Downtown
Daryl. I thought it was because he likes to go downtown.
When you were in your house, I don't know if you had any at your house, but you got a better chance there. Downtown. When I lived downtown, I would buy candy every single year, and then every single year it was just candy I ate. No trick-or-treaters ever came. One of the actual upsets of like living like early on in my life was me buying so much candy, getting ready. When I lived in Montana for like my first Halloween,
Eat it all by yourself.
I just had to eat it all. That's all it was. And that's what I for the first like 7 years of me living in apartments, I just became convinced that's all Halloween was me picking up my favorite candy every year.
I actually think, Daryl, I think you should just go out on the street and start handing candy out to small children.
Yeah, that's gonna make a lot of sense for people.
Yeah, I there are no small children in the neighborhood right now. They're Nick.
Okay. Well, you got to go find them.
I mean, they look like grown adults to me.
I've never understood that part of Halloween though. The like check your kid's bag part of Halloween.
Yeah. As
if like
what,
as
make
if
sure
like drug
no
dealers
razor
are
blades in it. You've never
no,
heard
no,
of
no.
doing
you,
that for your kid.
No, as if drug dealers are just going to put drugs in your kid's they're going to sell the drugs.
Yeah, drug
they're
dealers
not just
don't
give
them
out
away
free
for
drugs.
Free.
Everyone's so good. Oh,
ask
yeah,
any drug
sure.
addict. They don't get them for free.
You make sure your Snickers aren't laced with. What are you talking about? They don't just give out drugs for free. This isn't how this works.
You know that. My theory on this, and welcome to the show, Daryl. My theory on this is that parents were the ones that put the razor blade in the candy bar and then showed another parent. And then it became this conspiracy so parents could do the dad tax and the mom tax for Halloween candy without looking like jerks for stealing candy from your kids.
It's a good theory.
I just want to know what candy you guys give away.
I don't give anything
away. I have six different candies selected right now. Well, first I bought this this Sour Patch Kids hybrid situation mixed with the gummy bear situation, all these other things. But now because I ate all those, I'm down to Reese's, I have Snickers, I have Hershey's, I have peanut M&Ms because I like those better than regular M&Ms, and I have Twizzlers. We got a good foundation.
So basically you bought candy for yourself to consume and not to give out to these kids.
No, the problem, in an embarrassing moment, Daryl, I brought candy for the Halloween people, and then I ate it all in 2 weeks, and so yesterday I had to reload.
Well, wait,
that was the problem.
Daryl, shouldn't you buy
not
candy
a great moment for me.
That you yourself like in case... You have leftovers. You don't want to be stuck with candy you don't want. Like, anytime we do that, Vanessa just makes me take it to work and put it on the table, and then Baskin and Phelps take it.
Yeah. Well, that's what I used to do, Nick, is I would buy a bunch of Reese cups and a bunch of Snickers bars, and you're right. I kept the proceeds.
Daryl, what's your worst favorite candy? The one you know is despicable to people.
Oh, I would have to say the different flavored Tootsie Rolls, not the chocolate Tootsie Rolls, but the other flavors. I could never get into any of those. The lemon and the vanilla and all that. Yeah, no, thank you.
I can.
I like party. Those. I like those too.
I like to party.
I like those too.
All right, Daryl. Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel Jeremiah said the Cleveland Browns should not take a quarterback in 2026. They should build the foundation. And then he suggested taking trying to find your Daniel Jones, trying to find your Baker Mayfield, the reclamation project, and the name he went with was Trey Lance. What do you think about that plan?
Just take a ball pin hammer to my skull now, because that just means we have more bad football we have to suffer through after this year.
I didn't know that was on the table, but now that I know,
well,
I think
it is.
Like, Trey Lance
is Halloween, so you know, no one would notice if I got
that's
a half
not
a
how
hammer
Halloween
sticking
gets
out of
celebrated,
my head.
Daryl.
Unless you watch the movie Halloween, and that's exactly how it's celebrated.
All right, let me throw a different name your way that has been brought up a lot today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
How about Will Levis for the Browns?
That's worse.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, this is... you guys got to do better. You got to give me some better
it's not
options.
Us.
We don't endorse any
it's
of these.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm getting the trick and not the treat here on Halloween.
Listen, if you want a trick in downtown Cleveland, walk a block or two, friend.
I walked right into that one.
You sure did. Yeah, that's usually how it happens. Now
he's talking downtown.
Now, you heard Stefanski from the coach's show at the top of this hour about a year ago. I want to play one more piece of sound from Kevin yesterday on the coach's show talking about Dylan's role in the offense and what they can do better. Here we go.
you know, big picture, young quarterbacks are going to have, you know, struggles at times in a game, could be a quarter, whatever it is. And obviously you hope with these young guys that they're all continuing to get better. And I know the quarterback position gets magnified in that discussion as well. But you're trying to just stack days. You're trying to stack games on top of each other. And I think there's been some really good moments. I think there's things that we can do better around him. And again, I put that on me and the coaches and certainly his teammates where we can support him. And then when it's there, we got to trust that he'll let it rip and we'll come away with that play that we're just not making at this moment in that game to flip the game.
So twice yesterday, he said Dylan's got to let it rip. And he said plays are there, implying that plays are there. Dylan's not making them. I think that's as much, I know it's not direct criticism, but that's as much indirect criticism as I think I've heard Kevin Stefanski give Dylan on any level. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I actually appreciate Kevin saying what we all know and all have seen. So I agree with everything he said, and you're right, he is very careful to make sure that nothing he says becomes headline worthy. He tries to keep any criticism of players to a bare minimum as to, again, not make that a story. But look, you can't deny what we've watched for the last 4 weeks, and that is an undersized quarterback taken in the third round when he shouldn't have been, struggle mightily to do anything other than check the football down, take what the defense gives him. And it's no wonder that they are 1-3 in his four starts.
Do you think Stefanski, and I will bury into this as well, do you think they regret taking Dylan Gabriel?
I would say no, just from the perspective of, in their view, four games is not nearly long enough of a sample size to determine whether or not he can be successful in this league. It's good enough for me. I have seen nothing that excites me about watching Dylan Gabriel play the sport of football at this level. He was fun to watch in college, of course, but he is absolutely zero fun watching as quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I honestly cannot remember if we asked you this on Monday. It's been a long week. So I'll ask you again, just in case I didn't. Then what do you think, if Kevin Stefanski's saying this now, going into the bye, what do you think Dylan Gabriel's leash is?
I'd say 2 to 3 more games. Listen, they are not ready to put Shedeur Sanders on the field just yet. And of course, whatever the severity of this back injury that kept him inactive last week, that slows things up a little bit, but they're not even giving him first team reps in practice right now. They were giving Dylan Gabriel OTA reps with the first team offense. So they're clearly not ready for Shedeur to see the field just yet. So I think we're a couple more starts away. I would say this, though, and certainly understand the circumstances with Miami because of the weather, but not understand it against the Patriots, who had the 24th ranked pass defense. If you can't go out there and light up the New York Football Jets, I don't know what to tell you. And that's who he's going to face coming out of the bye week. So there will be opportunity for him to look good against a very terrible football team. And again, if he can't do that, then I just don't know what we're doing here.
Daryl, Bill Barnwell came out with a list of all sorts of players that he thought could be moved before the deadline, and he had about 8 different Browns players, but he had Jerry Jeudy on there. Yeah, a lot of Browns players, but Jerry Jeudy was there. Should we be thinking about Jerry Jeudy in a potential move?
Never say never. I mean, the obvious players are guys like Shelby Harris in the final year of their contract. Jerry just got a contract extension last year after that trade from Denver. Now, we got good Jerry Jeudy. We got motivated Jerry Jeudy last year. Now we're getting a guy that, quite frankly, looks the way he did with the Denver Broncos, a guy that's frustrated, a guy that's not catching the football with consistency. So I don't even know what his trade value would be at this point. The only thing that I could think of is that other teams look at what has happened here in Cleveland and just completely blame it 100% on the quarterback situation. He got 2 targets in the last game, which is ridiculous for someone who is supposed to be your number one receiver, even if he isn't a prototypical number one receiver. But I kind of feel like Shelby Harris is a candidate to be moved. I know Mary Kay has said absolutely not. The Browns are not trading David Njoku. But, yeah, I mean, if Andrew Berry gets offered something substantial to make that move, Njoku's in the final year of his contract. They drafted Harold Fannin Jr. They signed two guys, two tight ends, earlier this week, one to the practice squad and one to the active roster. That one was actually a waiver claim. So they clearly fortified the tight end room for some interesting reason going into a bye week. So I would still keep my eyes open for a David Njoku trade. But I posted this earlier today because I know the Myles Garrett conversation continues to roll along with Charles Robinson saying the Eagles would get have thought about giving the Browns three first-round picks for Garrett. And he's not hearing that from Philadelphia. I will say Andrew Berry moves in silence. Just about every significant trade he has made has come out of nowhere. The Jerry Jeudy trade out of nowhere. The trade down with Jacksonville out of nowhere. Amari Cooper out of nowhere. Really, the only trade that we saw potentially coming was Deshaun Watson because the pursuit of him was just so public. But Andrew Berry tends to keep things on the down low, and he likes it when the GMs that he's working with on these trades pay him the same respect and do the same. So I would be very cautious about some of the noise you might be hearing concerning the Cleveland Browns going up to the trade deadline.
All right, Daryl, I know that there are cap reasons that make it real tough to do. I know the Browns have come out and said definitively, no chance, you have a better chance of winning the lottery. Oh, they're so funny. But if, like, I know the Eagles might be hot on the pursuit of Myles Garrett. Is three picks, whether it's from Philadelphia or Dallas, is three first-round picks enough to get the Browns at least talking about whether they'd move Myles Garrett?
Well, Andrew Berry's not doing his job if he doesn't pick up the phone and at least answer. I would say this. The problem with the Eagles' picks are we all know if Garrett goes there, they're probably going to be 31 or 32, which is basically a second-round pick. So I don't know that the true value is going to be there. For me, I think that trade would need to be a little more expansive than just those three first-round picks because, again, if Garrett ends up with the Eagles, I anticipate Philadelphia is going to be playing in some Super Bowls. And so it's not like a situation with Jacksonville when the Browns traded down with them. We were sitting here hoping, okay, this could potentially be a tough season for the Jaguars. Maybe that pick is in the upper to mid-teens with them missing the playoffs. Right now, it doesn't look like they're going to miss the playoffs. It's looking like it's going to be a lower teens pick, but still, there's pretty much no hope of that with Philadelphia. Those first-round picks are going to be sitting right next to the second round as opposed to being in the middle of the first, which, from my standpoint, devalues that particular trade. But Andrew Berry has to listen if the phone rings, so whether or not he would be willing to pull the trigger, well, that's, I think, a different conversation.
Daryl, great stuff as always. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
All right, sounds good, guys. Happy Halloween.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.